Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Robert Zink, and this is the Law of Attraction Secret Temple. And I am delighted to be bringing you this podcast today as we focus in, we zero in on kind of the metaphysical aspect of the Law of Attraction. Now, I believe that the Law of Attraction is magical because magical things happen when we employ the Law of Attraction. But I also believe it is scientific. It is physical. So there's kind of a physical aspect. And I don't think we find that in other laws. I don't know that we find that in the law of gravity, for example. But we do find it in the law of attraction. So in this podcast, I'm sharing some of the, shall we say, more esoteric or metaphysical concepts of the law of attraction. And if you apply them and you use them and you focus on them, you will be attracting like you have never attracted before. You will attract the love of your life, your soulmate. You'll attract that long-lost love that has gone and you want back so badly. You will attract positive, high vibrational energy around your life. You'll attract your own business. You'll attract more sales. You'll attract greater wealth. You'll attract happiness. You'll attract health and vitality. There's nothing outside of the parameters of attraction that you cannot attract with the law of attraction. So I want you to begin with this. If you can imagine it, the universe can deliver it. If you can imagine it, the universe can deliver it. The problem is that as we get out of high school, and as we start going through life, we get married, we have children, our imagination starts to shrink, and it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And then on top of it, maybe we have a few setbacks in life. Maybe we get kicked in the teeth a few times. And so our ability to trust our imagination gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And as our world begins to shrink, then we no longer attract outside of our little shrinking circle. Occasionally we might with a vacation. And for a moment or two, we get a glimpse of what it would be like to live a life of destiny, to live a life of importance, power, to impact other people's lives. At one point, John Lennon and the Beatles could have settled on being the best cover band in Liverpool. I mean, they could have done that. And I think they would have been the best, at least history says they would have been the best cover band in the area. And you would have never heard of them. They chose to think outside the box, to expand the circle. If you can imagine it, the universe can deliver it to you. That means the guy that you love so much or the woman that you love so much that you haven't heard from in 6 months can be brought back into your life. That means the client that you've been trying to get for 6 years now can be signed just like that. If you can imagine it, visualize it, feel it, the universe can deliver it to you. This is one of the reasons why I am so pumped up. I'm jacked up on everybody doing creative visualization. Because when you creatively visualize, when you use the program and you apply it, you expand the size of your bubble. You expand the size of your circle. And as you expand it, you get to what you really want. Does that make sense? The next one is your truth is the truth. Your truth is the truth. Because it's the truth for you, good or for bad. Expanding or limiting. Empowering or disempowering. It is your truth, and that is the truth to you. If I go into a Pentecostal church in a small community, and I ask them what the truth is, they'll tell me exactly. If I go into a Buddhist temple, they'll tell me what the truth is exactly. If I go into a Catholic church in a small town in Italy, they'll give me the truth. Everybody has their own truth, and we operate from our own truth. What I'm asking you to do is understand that you can. Oh, I don't know if you're ready for this. What I'm asking you to do is expand your truth, to ask yourself one question. Does my truth optimize and work in harmony with my dreams? And I'm not just talking about your religious truth. I'm talking about your truth, you know, about your beliefs about yourself. Well, I waited too long. I'm too old. You know, I have to get older. I need to develop some more maturity. Then people will accept me. I'm too young. I'm too tall, too fat, too thin, too bald, too much hair, blue eyes, black eyes, wrong color skin. All of these are truths. They're not the truth, but they are the truth to the person who believes them. And as long as your truth is in conflict with your desires, with your dreams, with your goals, you will constantly be at war with yourself, and you will never attract the real deal, the real thing, what it is that you really want in your life. So you need to re-examine your truths and see if they work for you. And then you need to write them down. And you need to say, these are my new truths, because these truths are in harmony with the reason that I was put on this earth, with the reason that I want to live, with the reason that I get up in the morning and I take a big breath. Okay? Let's get fired up. This is your life we're talking about. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your alchemy life coach. Want to invite you to our website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. And I want you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I want to start helping you bring miracles into your life by opening you up to your possibilities, your truth, and to excite and ignite the law of attraction so that it works in your life. You can have everything you desire, but you have to take action. There is no attraction without action. So www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. We will be back right after these important messages.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zenk and Rachel Haas have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today the Chakra Cleaning and Mind Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt? Enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness? Make more money than you ever believed possible? Obtain health and vitality? Now you can. As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.
The next important thing is to stretch out your being. Stretch out your heart and your soul and reach for happiness and joy and passion. Because if you don't have happiness and joy and passion, then it isn't real. It's what somebody told you you have to do. It's what you believe you have to do. But even people who have walked into the fire of pain had a sense of joy and happiness and passion for what they were doing. I've read so much of Gandhi, and Gandhi went through a lot of pain, physical pain, but he was passionate about it. He was on fire internally, and that gave him great joy to continue to take his mission to the world. And he didn't stop. So when you are filled with joy and happiness and passion and love, that's when you start attracting. That's when everything starts flowing. That's when the wheels start turning. That's when the sun rises brighter and bolder than ever before. I want you waking up in the morning and going, yeah, it's a great day to be alive. I'm right here, right now, and today's the day I'm going to do it. That's when you start attracting from the universe the things that you can imagine. That's when you start attracting from the universe the things that you really want. I have a client right now, love the guy, but he calls up and he says, how long till my girlfriend comes back? How long will it take? That's not somebody that's on fire. That's somebody that's just sitting around waiting. That isn't how it works. You have to put in the action. You have to feel the emotions. You have to get into the trenches. Then the universe rises with what it is that you most desire. You can have it all. There are no limitations on your life. And that brings me to my next point. Why is it taking so long? Why is it taking so long for me to get more sales? You know, I had one salesman come to me and he said, Robert, I'm making good money, but I want to make more. And I said, how soon? He said, today. We started our first appointment that evening. The next day, he went out and closed a massive sale for $30,000 and put about $6,000 in his own pocket. He was on fire. He doubled and perhaps has even tripled his income. And he did it the very first day. That's when he started. That's how long it took him. If you want love and passion and joy and prosperity in your life, it starts today. and every day it increases. Some people say, well, when I get more organized, then it'll start happening. So what's stopping you from getting organized today? Why do you have to wait till tomorrow? Why not take some action today? Make it happen. So how long will it take? Until you're ready to accept it, until you're a fitting container for the energy that you want to attract. You see, you wouldn't pour water into a spaghetti colander to store your water because it would all leak out. It's not a good container. You have to have the right container. You pour it in a bucket. It's the right container. You have to become the right container to attract the energy that you want with the law of attraction. If you really, really have put out your intentions and visualizations, affirmations, and you've cleared your energy field, and you've dealt with these counter intentions, then just let it happen. Stop pushing against it. People sit there and they look at the clock. Okay, I did all this 2 minutes ago, and you're pushing against it, and that pushing stops it. One law of attraction guru says, and I like it very much, he says, you have to want it. You have to put out the intention. You have to desire it, and then you have to let it go. Then you have to let it go. Then you have to let it go and let it flow. It'll happen for you. I promise. The miracle you want, the miracle you deserve, is waiting for you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. We love our subscribers. And be sure and visit us at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. You have a great day. This is Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, signing off from the secret temple. Have a great day.